Graham Lewis, Development Officer for Cambridge Alliance for Independent Living, a charity which supports disabled people, has kindly agreed to reflect on the treatment of those with disabilities during the Holocaust and to advocate what is needed to end discrimination in the UK today.
Words are important. They tell people what we think, what we mean. Those of us hearing other people's words find our thoughts and ideas are influenced by them. In Nazi Germany, there was widespread propaganda in the form of posters, newsreels, and cinema that portray disabled people as useless eaters and people who had lives unworthy of living. The propaganda stressed the high cost of supporting disabled people and suggested it was not fair for society to pay for this, that it was a burden on society and the state. When the Nazis came to power in 1933, they started a compulsory sterilisation programme for people with disabilities. In 1939, the Nazis started a secret programme known as T4, where people with disabilities were either gassed or given a lethal injection. 275,000 people with disabilities were killed by the Nazis. On the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust website, they talk about Helene Melanie Lebel, a young woman who developed schizophrenia. She was admitted to a psychiatric hospital where her health started to improve. In 1940, the Nazi government transferred her to a hospital in Brandenburg. This is where she was gassed. Helene was one of 9,772 people killed at the hospital during 1940. We may think that here in the UK we would never do such a thing, but I am regularly surprised about the way people feel it is okay to talk about negatively about people with disabilities. A 2016 Papworth Trust report shows that nearly 4 in 10 people think of disabled people as less productive than non-disabled people. Disabled people are significantly more likely to be victims of crime than non-disabled people, with 56% saying they have experienced hostility, aggression, or violence from a stranger purely because of their condition or impairment. People don't just talk negatively about people with disabilities. Some people also think it is okay to be violent. When people with disabilities talk about the verbal abuse that they receive, they are frequently told to ignore it. The person saying it will get bored. People are frequently reminded of the childhood poem, "Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me." The railway companies have been using a version of that poem to talk about the impact of verbal abuse on their staff. "Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will always hurt me." 30 years ago, attitudes towards disabled people centred on their impairment as the cause of their experiences and disadvantages. This was called the medical model of disability. But now we endorse Michael Oliver's 1983 social model of disability to challenge this concept and the oppression that it creates. This shifts the focus from a person's impairment onto the disabling effect of society, be it social, environmental, or attitudinal barriers. Cambridge Alliance for Independent Living supports people with a wide range of disabilities. We believe in the social model of disability, and we work to raise awareness and remove barriers to independence that Cambridgeshire disabled people face. We also encourage wider community cohesion and resilience across the county. We ask all Cambridgeshire residents to support us in this inclusion. The lines of the poem by Martin Niemöller still speak to us today. "First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me."